is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? There we go. You dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. And there's a link to your instructors at USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Dave's producing the broadcast, the worldwide broadcast, at Genesis Communications Network. Today we're going to learn about a natural disaster, Hurricane Sandy. You know that it pummeled the East Coast. And as you know, you saw the images on the internet and on the television. Well, today's class is you're going to hear what really happened, what it was really like for those who were in the path of Hurricane Sandy as it hit New York City, Manhattan Island. Yes, New York City is an island with seven bridges. The only way in and out, unless you're going to travel by boat or by air, seven bridges. You've heard that there are over 150 of us here at USAprepares.com, doctors and PhDs and farmers and authors and radio personalities and researchers and students, students rising to become instructors. Today, you're going to meet our newest instructor, Linus Ertling. Now, Linus is an insurance adjuster, and he was there just after Hurricane Sandy. Welcome, Linus.
Hey, Vince. Thanks for having me.
You know, Linus, it's great having you here on the broadcast classroom with us, and I enjoy seeing you every Monday, at the meetup, and I wanted to share how important this is, that why we do these meetups and why we talk about them on the air. I was criticized by a network owner at one time who said, you know, Vinny, you do a local show, you know, you talk about the meetups, you talk about, you know, Springfield. And I said, no, you don't understand. The reason that I talk about this is we're leading by example. There's a group of people who are sharing their ideas, their opinions, their knowledge, their skills, their expertise, and it can be done everywhere. And we're just saying that we're just doing it in a little community called Springfield, Missouri. And we want others to do the same thing. And Linus, that's exactly what's happening right here, right now, today. We are sharing what we do as a meetup group, as an expo. And you rose to the top to become an instructor. And you wanted to share with us what you learned as an insurance adjuster at New York City, Manhattan Island. And I think this is going to be an eye-opener for many people who are going to hear firsthand from you what it was really like, what you really saw in the path of a natural disaster. And it truly was a disaster, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was. I'm from a small town in Missouri, in Oklahoma, and when I went to New York for the first time, it was a culture shock. And I want to say, first off and foremost, the people of New York were great. I mean, they were very hospitable. Everybody was nice considering what they'd been through. There was no, I thought it would be worse than it was as far as how they would act given what they'd been through. Very good people, and they all stuck together.
Linus, let me see if I can understand what you're saying. I think what you're saying is that, you weren't there the very second that the storm was over. I mean, the second it was over, you were on your way, but they had to wait a little bit for you. And it's like what you're saying, I believe, is that they didn't beat you up because you were the first person there representing restoration.
That's pretty much the case. I mean, whenever, I would start calling folks, telling them who I was and where I was coming from. And understandably, they were like, hey, we wanted you here yesterday. and I'm like, hey, I'm coming from the Midwest. It's going to be a day of travel. There's nowhere to stay. There was no gas for several days, so I couldn't just show up. So,
well, let's talk about that, Linus. So you're here in Springfield area of Missouri, 1,100 miles away from New York City. You got a call. What was that call like?
Basically, they said you're going to go to Long Island. Get your flood boots. I mean, well, that's just how it is. But I mean, I knew that going into it, but they call after a disaster, and you get a list of claims. You just go in and start calling folks, saying who you are and how much water is in your house, or what kind of damage do you have, that kind of thing. Kind of prioritize it that way. Of course, everybody there had lots of water, and just let them know, hey, I'm on my way. It's going to be a day before I get there. And then I'll just start coming into the city. And I've checked on different rooms in different places, and Long Island, which is Brooklyn and Queens, is on Long Island, it was $150 a night was the cheapest room I found. And they were full.
Wow.
So I had to go.
We're not used to that, are we?
No, not used to that. That's, I thought, wow. Well, okay, understandable. That's why I called ahead of time. And so I called into the Newark area, and they were full. So I stayed a little bit out of the Newark area, but not 30, 45 minutes from Brooklyn. And I found a place there for around 50 a night. So it was a lot cheaper, but I had to drive. But my attitude is, okay, I don't mind doing that for people to help them out because they what they've been through. I'll drive for a half hour to get there every day. That's fine. I didn't mind doing that at all. And when I got into the city, Brooklyn, Queens area, I knew, wow, culture shock. So once I was there, the people were so nice, I thought, wow, you guys are just awesome. I thought it would be a lot different. They were actually pretty nice, but it was definitely an eye-opener as far as what I saw and how people were not prepared because nobody expected it to be that bad.
Linus, New York City is a couple feet above sea level, and literally a couple feet above sea level, and the subways are below sea level. So when the water came in, that was a problem because it would go to, water naturally goes to the lowest point. Well, the subways were flooded. The power was out in many places. Traffic lights weren't working. I understand that even some of the bridges were closed, so people could not leave the city. Did you see that?
I didn't see any closed bridges when I was there, but there was a lot of traffic, so that may have been because of some bridges that were closed. I didn't go into Manhattan. That was a little bit more north. I stayed on the south side of the city, which is Queens and Brooklyn, for those who don't know. That's where I was. And I was very careful not to deviate off of that path because once you do, if you don't have a GPS, you're going to get lost. So I didn't try to go sightseeing or anything like that. But there may have been a few bridges that were closed. I think the Brooklyn Bridge was closed for a few days while I was there, and that would definitely cause more traffic in other places. So it was a pretty crowded place.
One of the gals that came to the Get Prepared Expo, Brooklyn Bagwell, is from Doomsday Preppers, and she was doing a casting call at the expo, and she said a bridge was closed, and you just really couldn't get in or out. I mean, you were trapped for a short time there, and she said it was quite frightening. Now, you were mentioning gasoline. Now, Was there a gas shortage, or was there a gas outage, or what was that like?
Well, it was both. I mean, they had, when I was there, they were rationing gas, and by even license plate numbers and odd, this is your day if you're even, tomorrow is your day if you're odd. And some places were doing a 5-gallon maximum because of the shortages. It was harder for trucks to get in because of everything to resupply the gas. I saw a lot of folks waiting in line, standing there with their gas cans and other containers to get their water. I'm sorry, their gas for their vehicles or generators and things like that. And they were using water containers. I saw one guy had a 5-gallon clear container you would use in a water cooler, like for the office.
Yeah, you're talking about a 5-gallon carboy is what they're called, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He had one of those, and he was putting gas in it. And I thought, wow.
Yeah, that's an unapproved container. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And over in Jersey was the same way. They were rationing gas, and this is where I saw this gentleman with his carboy, you call it, right? The 5-gallon
carboy. Yeah,
carboy. He had that, and he had like 4 or 5 5-gallon jugs in his trunk. He filled his gas tank up. There were people, you know, with milk jugs trying to get gas. And in New Jersey, you can't pump your own gas. They have someone do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I did see a few people sneak in there and just do it anyway. They would, you know, it was pretty wild. And New York, I guess you pump your own gas there, but it was about $1 a gallon higher.
So that'd be 25% higher or 33% higher.
It was about $3.50 a gallon in Jersey. $3.30, $3.50 a gallon. It varies a lot too. Not like here. Mm-hmm. It varies. I mean, you can look at one gas price, $3.45, and right across the street it'd be like $3.69. I mean,
wow,
100 feet away. I never understood that. That's not like that here.
But, yeah, not like Springfield, Missouri. We price fix in Springfield. It's the same price all over town.
Yeah, yeah, within a penny. Yeah, it's just right there. Yeah, it's very, very consistent.
Linus is with us, Linus Ertley. We're talking about what he saw, Hurricane Sandy, on the East Coast in Manhattan and New Jersey. And we're going to get deep into it. And I think you're going to be surprised at what he found. This is USAPrepares.com. I'm Vincent Finelli. And you're going to want to be more prepared after you hear this broadcast classroom. We'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Linus Hurtley's with us. And we're talking about Hurricane Sandy. And Linus, you had mentioned gas lines. Now, did you say that New York City, you could not get gasoline for vehicles in New York City?
Off and on. I never pumped gas there because it was just too high. So I stayed in Jersey and just filled up there. But there were times where there was just no gas. And they would just have it closed off. No gas, move on. There was, they have gas stations on the beltway that goes from Staten Island over into Brooklyn, and then it runs on the south part of Long Island. I think it's 278. In the middle of the medians and places, they had little gas stations. And you can just, it's like an exit, you just pull off, but you're in the median or the middle of the highway there, and you can get gas. So it's a convenient spot when there's gas, but when there's not gas, you have to keep moving. But there were lines. There were lines I saw coming in from Queens going back that were probably a mile long, literally, of cars. Maybe 2 miles long, just cars sitting there waiting for gas, all in the left lane, waiting for gas, waiting for gas. And it was pretty wild, and I felt sorry for people that ran out of gas, because I saw that a lot too, because because they're walking from their car with their gas cans, so that's how you know. But
yeah,
it was quite the deal. I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, I did during the Arab oil embargo many years ago. They had odd even rationing. And people would go to the gas station hours before it opened up, and the line would be, maybe 100 cars long at that time. It'd be dark. People would be getting in line when it was dark before the gas stations even opened in the morning. And they would have limits, and you could only buy based on the last digit of your license tag, odd or even. And And the prices went up a little bit, and then they went up a little bit more. And then if you were a friend, if you were a regular customer of that gasoline station, what people would do is they'd, you know, this is when they were called service stations. So people would pull in, they'd say, listen, I'd like to get my car tuned up. Because they would only sell gasoline for a few hours, and then they'd shut down the pumps. And so if you would buy a tune-up, then after the tune-up, in order to make sure your car was, you know, operating properly, they'd fill up the tank for you. And of course, you'd have to pay for that too. But what I'm saying is there are ways of getting around the system, and that's kind of the thing that happened. So the lines that I saw, a lot of people in lines carrying just gasoline cans. Obviously, they had run out, and they were carrying 2, 3, 4, you know, cans back with them. And what a nuisance, right? So the question is, why didn't they get gas the night before? How did that happen? I mean, were they not paying attention? Did they not know this was going to happen? Why didn't they get gas before?
Well, people are just, I mean, you know, when you're complacent in that way, whenever you live in a city and your routine is get gas, you know, when you need it, and it'll be there tomorrow, it'll be okay, and it's just a routine that people get into, and that's fine. But the problem is that routine got broken when Sandy hit, and there was no more gas. No power pump gas, or when everybody did get gas, they were out, and they couldn't get new trucks in for new gas. So it was a lot of that going on, and people just get so used to their way of life, and they do the same thing every day, and they get gas at a certain time, and they'll get more when they have an eighth of a tank. They'll go fill it up again. It's like, well, you need to have more than an eighth of a tank when you need gas would be the best thing, because there may not be gas next time, or you may have to drive from Flushing, New York, into Newark, New Jersey, like I did, with a little bit of gas left and lost, practically, and then you really get worried.
You're absolutely right. In New York City, back in the 1970s, I'd graduated college, and I had a job offer from Shearson Hayden Stone, a brokerage house. And the interview was over, and I was on the street at 4:30 in the afternoon, getting ready to come back home. And it was dark, and I said, you know what? I don't think I like this. I really don't think I like this. So I never became a stockbroker because I didn't like how dark it got in New York City at 4:30 in the afternoon, because the sunlight doesn't hit the street. Vin Finelli, Linus Hurtley. We're going to talk more about what he saw, Hurricane Sandy, on the East Coast, New York City, New Jersey. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. You've got your
take. When you go to the feed, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Linus Ertley's with us, and we're talking about Hurricane Sandy. And what he saw on the ground as an insurance adjuster. Linus, I want to share this with you. I've noticed that there is a tremendous difference in the way those who live in the city prepare versus those who are in the country. For example, I live in the country on a farm. And in the city, you can get pretty much everything you want 24 hours a day. But as a farmer, I can't. I live, you know, the nearest shopping place that I can go to, even a small city, is over a 50 mile round trip. And so even, let me just give an example. For me, I checked and I was down to my last spare oil filter for one of our trucks. Now, I wasn't out of them. I had one left that I hadn't used yet. Now, I had a choice. I could buy them for $13 each, or I could buy a case of 12 for $60, which would be $5 each, shipped. So obviously, I bought the case of 12, and that's the way I live my life. Now, as we look at that, what did you see in New York City? Does what I just shared tie with what you saw as the level of preparedness in the city? You don't have to prepare because, well, heck, you just go to the store and get it because it's always open.
Yeah, that's how they think. That's what they're used to, and that's fine. As long as it's working, that's okay. But, yeah, and I didn't see any large grocery stores in Brooklyn, Queens area. They're probably out there, but the ones I saw were the little mom-and-pop shops that were about the size of a convenience store, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a little bit of everything in there. And there's hundreds of those. But there's not one big place, so there's not much room in these places. And it's interesting you say that because we were talking, I was talking to somebody in Brooklyn, and they like to talk. They like to talk, and that was cool. But we were talking about prices, and I told them where I was from and what the prices were like and everything. And I said, how much is a gallon of milk here in New York City? And this person looked at me for a second and looked down and went, a gallon. Well, that's the big one, right? Like, yeah. Okay. So, that's just how it is there. They, you know, it was, I guess they do a half a gallon at a time because their kitchens are smaller and they have smaller refrigerators. A lot of them, I noticed that, not everybody, but a lot of them, everything was just scaled down. So they couldn't buy a gallon of milk and a gallon of orange juice and 5 pounds of sugar or whatever. They had to make, you know, half a gallon. You know, I'll go back to the store in 2 days and get another half a gallon. And that's fine when it works. But when it doesn't work, you run out. And then the panic sets in, and then there you go.
I'm still chuckling from that's the big one.
Well, I didn't want to laugh. I kind of did that day because if nothing was bad, you know, I just thought, wow.
You know, I'm trying to think, Linus, where we live, you know, in the Ozarks, I think that if you were to buy milk, you would be hard-pressed to find a large supply of anything but gallons, right? I mean, yeah, they do sell it by the quart, but I don't know anybody who buys it by the quart because it's more expensive per fluid ounce if you buy it by the quart. Yeah.
They don't buy in bulk. It's just, you know, yeah, like here, we have big grocery stores and dairy farms and places like that, and we're more spread out. And our houses are bigger, too, mostly. The average house in the Brooklyn area, Queens area where I was, which is right along Jamaica Bay, which is by JFK Airport, right there on the beach, if you will, or the coast. It's not like a beach in Florida. It's more like a neighborhood, very, very tight neighborhood. But they were... I lost my train of thought now.
Well, you're talking about size of houses.
Yeah, the size of the houses there are, you know, a lot smaller because of that. They're so close together. I touched two houses at the same time. I've never done that before. But everything is just so different there that they just, that's how they are. Everything is on a smaller scale. Their yards, if they have any, they'll have a car, maybe not, because there's no room. And they commute with, you know, subway or, you know, whatever to go into the city, things like that. Whereas here we have a bigger, you know, we have 3-acre yards and, you know, farms and stuff like that. We have bigger houses, bigger kitchens, and bigger refrigerators. We can put a gallon of milk in the fridge and we can store more food and we can just have, it's just bigger things. It costs more that way, but it does and it doesn't. It kind of depends on how you look at it.
Yeah, it costs more when you buy it, but it costs less per unit of the purchase. You're absolutely right. As a matter of fact, Linus, there are, you know, you were talking about houses where you could just put your arms out and touch two houses at the same time, one with each hand. If you went into the city, you could touch two buildings with one finger, with the tip of one finger. I mean, they are literally touching each other, and there's no space between them. So you put
it's They're packed in there. I was on Coney Island, which is Brooklyn, basically, and I was trying to find this address, and my GPS said, you know, here it is. And of course, it was like a block off because everything's so tight, it could be off by that much. And so I finally find this house, and it was, I don't know what you call it. It was one big, long building. It was probably, I'd say, at least 100, 150 feet long. And it was a house all together on one building, like a townhouse, I guess you could call it, or whatever, two-story building. So I looked at the number, and I thought, okay, there's the house number. So I go up, and I'm kind of looking around, and you know, they come out, and I say hi, and you know, I told them who I was, and I said, okay, so is this your house? and I said, okay, so what all do you own here? Do you own this whole building? And they said, I own it right here. Right, and she took her finger and put it to the brick on the front of the house,
mm-hmm.
and went from here and walked over to the other side, you know, past the front door, past the living room windows, to the other side of the brick, and went to there. And I was like, oh. And then the final siding starts. That's my neighbor's house. I was like, okay. So you own the brick part, and then that's your property line. And I looked down, and sure enough, the brick and the fence were together. And as soon as the brick stopped, the vinyl siding would start, or a different, you know, wall covering, whatever would start. That's somebody else's house, and there would be a fence right there between the two.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, touching the brick, touching the vinyl siding or whatever, and that's the property line. It was just, I was like, oh, this is your little spot here. Oh, okay. Then you go inside, and it's maybe 50 feet long. It was like a real long but narrow type thing. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, about 13 feet. Yeah, there are a lot of those in the cities.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're called row houses. Sometimes they're called townhouses. And it's like one big, long building with dividing walls. And sometimes they're 13 feet wide and 50 feet long and two stories. So, and in between them, between one house and their neighbor, is a firewall. So actually, there's a common wall between, you know, your place and the neighbor on the left, and your place and neighbor on the right, and your property line is right in the middle of the wall, because you get half the wall and they get half the wall that divides your properties. So yeah. And you're absolutely right. It's way different from what we're used to. Class, Springfield, Missouri is a city that's low and spread out. I mean, it's really, really spread out. It's not tall. There are a few tall buildings, very, very few, but most of it is very low and really spread out. So if you need to go from one place to another, you're probably not going to be able to walk. You really want to be able to either hop on a bus or drive in Springfield, Missouri. But where you're talking about, people would walk more and take public transportation for a lot of their local travel. So we talked about gas lines. Let's talk about water. Did you see, because of the power outage, there was a lot of contamination of the water, and water wasn't drinkable, wasn't potable. So what happened? What did people do? Did they have water?
Well, for the most part, no. I mean, of course, there was no utilities. They were all cut off because, you know, for safety. But, no, I mean, the people of New York did come together, a lot of them, and they were checking on each other, saying, hey, I know somebody with a car. They're going to go into, you know, the city, or, you know, upstate somewhere, whatever, to get food and water. And they would come back. And people from, like, Upper Manhattan that didn't get as affected by Sandy as the folks down in Brooklyn and Queens, they had power. They didn't really get flooded as much. So they had power. They were able to make food and bring it down. And they were very good about that because that, frankly, it surprised me because I thought this many people, and here they come to one of the most densely populated areas in the Western Hemisphere. They're coming in and helping each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that's just really cool because I didn't expect to see it quite like that, but they were. They were making sandwiches. They were bringing them in by the truckloads. You know, I'm talking a pickup truck down into there, and just start handing them out. You know, sandwiches, and you know, here's a bottle of water. I mean, but no, they didn't have a lot of things on hand. No, they because when they turn the water on, they have tap water. They have water. As soon as they turn the faucet on, they got it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they have hurricane.
Then they don't have it.
And then they don't have it. They take it for granted. Now, and when I went to New York, I knew that's how it was going to be. I knew, you know, you can watch TV and get some idea. Yeah, that's true. But you see it way, 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 way more in person. That's just how it is. So I knew it was going to be bad. So I think I had 5 cases of water with me in my car when I left. I left Springfield, Missouri with 5 cases of water in my car. I didn't wait to get there to buy it because I knew I wouldn't be able to. Sure enough, everybody was out. So I took it into the city. I never gave anybody any water. I was going to, but everybody seemed to be okay. They didn't really say anything about it. They were dirty. They couldn't do laundry. They couldn't cook. They were cold. They couldn't heat their homes because the gas was off and they didn't have an alternate source. And, you know, nobody burned firewood down there because there's no room hardly. I mean, a few big nice houses maybe if you can afford it.
Linus is talking about what he saw. Hurricane Sandy. Linus Ertley, Vince Finelli, USAPrepares.com. They were cold. There was some snow. It was freezing. We'll talk about what they did when we come back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officers said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I just got an email from Grace, and I'll read it to you. The after the next hour, after the top of the next hour. Linus is with us, Linus Ertley, and we're talking about New York City, we're talking about Manhattan, we're talking about New Jersey, and what he saw. Linus, it was cold. It was cold, it was freezing, there was some snow. And what were people doing? Now, the power was out. Some people live in apartments. Some people live in tightly packed, very close together houses, small yards, huge density of population. What were they doing to stay warm with the power out and the gas off, meaning natural gas?
Well, whenever, I'll tell you a little story about that. I'll answer that. Probably my second or third day going into the city. I was kind of getting used to where I was going, kind of, and I was there, and it got dark on me, and I'm like, wow, it's dark out here in Brooklyn when there's no power. It's dark just like out in the country in Missouri.
Yeah, right, yeah,
It looked about the same, except it was in Brooklyn. I mean, there were no lights anywhere. I mean, it was, you know, parts of Brooklyn didn't lose power, but where I was, it was dark. So I'm like, wow, as I'm leaving, I see little fires everywhere. Everybody's out there building little fires, burning their furniture to keep warm because it had already gotten wet, a lot of it, you know, wet and then it dried off, but it was already damaged from it. It was a saltwater deal, so it was trashed, so they didn't burn it. So a lot of people doing that, burning their end tables, coffee tables, doors, the hollow core interior door, you know, they can burn that. Things like that, just to keep warm, because inside the house is cold. There's no power. There's no heat. There's not enough. There's nowhere else to go. Your best to go outside and build a fire. And I saw hundreds of little fires out there in Brooklyn. It was pretty wild. I never seen anything like that. I mean, I'm used to seeing fires in the country, but not that many, and not just for burning trash, but for folks to keep warm. That was eye opening for sure.
Wow. Linus, I got to tell you, I cannot imagine a situation where the Finelli family would go into the living room and say, you know what, this one right here, this is good. Let's set this one on fire and you know, take the chair out or take an end table or take a coffee table. I cannot imagine that because, you know, a lot of us have heirlooms. A lot of us have antiques that, you know, that have sentimental value. And just lighting that stuff on fire is, oh, it's got to be a horrible moment in a person's life. Now, I'm sure that wasn't the case for everybody who burned their furniture, but geez, burning your furniture. Now, that really shows how desperate these individuals were to literally burn their furniture, because once they burn that chair, they're not going to be able to sit in it. So this is like the end of the line. You know, what are they going to do after that? What's next? What are they going to burn after that?
See, that's the thing. I saw that. I thought the same thing. I thought, man, I don't know what. Wow. I mean, it's sad to see that, and it's nobody's fault that it happened. But I mean, at the same time, it's like, you know, with no power, and everyone's so used to not, you know, everyone's so used to having electricity and lights and their oil or their natural gas for their heat, and everything's fine. And I've said it before, but when that goes away, things change. And that happened there. When I saw that, I was speechless. I was by myself in my car just going, oh, my gosh. I mean, these poor people. I mean, at the same time, I will say this, and for those in New York, those folks are tough. Yeah. I wouldn't want to fight anybody from New York.
Hey,
I mean,
Linus,
they're city people, but they're tough, and they're resilient.
Linus, you know, when we come back on the, we're going into the top of the hour break. When we come back, let's talk about some more about what you saw, of course. But you had enough gas to get out of Dodge. You could go home. You could just say, that's it. They couldn't. They were trapped. We'll talk more about being trapped and being prepared. What Linus saw. Linus Ertley, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at AtlasSurvivalShelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or AtlasSurvivalShelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.